Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio, coming to you today to bring another teaching, edification, and encouragement. I'm out in the world, I'm walking through a town, they got some event going on for public school, young kids, and they're blasting music. If you hear music in the back, that's not me, that is them. Today, I want to talk about this topic, hypocritical or humble foot washing. Hypocritical or humble foot washing. Yeah, this came up. I want to discuss this biblical concept of foot washing, what it is, what it isn't, and some real examples of what Jesus was intending in the spirit, not in the letter. Let's read about it. John 13:5. And after that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. So foot washing. Yeah, this is a biblical concept, right? But we are to do all things today in the New Testament in spirit and truth. John 4:24, right? My ministry is built on that verse just about. I love that verse. Not the dead letter and not dead works. So let me explain about hypocritical or humble foot washing. Now, if you go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog. I have articles on foot washing. I did them many, many years ago. And it teaches what it is and what Jesus was telling us. It goes into more detail than this audio. All right? But what we learn as we study this is foot washing was a needed thing. Why? People wore either sandals, open-toed sandals, or bare feet walking on muddy roads in Israel. Hey, you ended up with really dirty feet. Yeah, Jesus literally washed dirty feet. And then he said, we need to do that unto each other. What he meant was a service to each other of true needs being met in love, care, and concern, not ritual, man-made, dead works, acts just to fill up our time and make us feel like we're doing something religious, void of the spirit. You see what I'm saying? You can't please God in the flesh and always proceeding in the letter. You must walk in the spirit. Does that make sense? Now, unless you're in the third world somewhere where they don't have paved roads and everybody's walking around in their bare feet, we don't need foot washing today, do we? No, we don't. People have shoes. People have socks. There's paved roads. Most people have access to water and wash their bodies every day. We don't need to literally wash each other's feet. We're going to get to how ridiculous that is in a second. But we should be filling the needs of people around us, mostly brothers and sisters, in the spirit, right? So in the spirit, foot washing, let me be clear, is a needed thing that we do for others, not a dead ritual way, a ritual man-made tradition. Imagine this. Imagine going over to someone's house and pulling out all their clothing that was just washed and say, I'm going to wash all your clothes for you, just so you can say you washed their clothes for them. Does that sound foolish to you? Does that sound like a vain way? It's void of the spirit of what God, Jesus, told us to do. It's missing the entire meaning of Messiah. And it's doing a bunch of dead, false ways. So, the reason this came up is I ran across it again. We know religious bodies, mostly Anabaptist types, and they'll gather to wash their feet. Yeah, they wash clean feet in the dead letter, dead works, but they don't serve people in spirit and truth when approached, when talking about truth and the gospel. No, they just do their dead, vain works. Men from these bodies that have left them admitted to us, right before they do their ritual once a year foot washing, you know what everybody does? They wash their feet, they trim their toenails, they put on clean socks. And then they wash each other's feet. Do you see the foolishness of this? Do you see the vain, dead works of this? This is not what Jesus was talking about. Jesus is talking about walking in the spirit of love and filling each other's needs, not a vain, dead, man-made way. all these people that we know of who do this ritual foot washing, it's dead, void of the spirit. They're just doing ritual traditions handed down to them. When Romans 8:1 says we must walk in the spirit and we're not condemned. If we live in the flesh and we live in dead works, we live in sin and we're condemned already. We're called to serve each other, right? Galatians 5:13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. We're not showing each other that we love each other by washing each other's clean feet. That's a vain, dead works way. Let's talk about some examples of real spirit-led foot washing. All right? Not the dead works, the letter, and vain ways. I know a saint who went to witness at a false religious event to shine the light there, and while getting ready, he met a homeless man. And they sat and they talked, and the man was willing to listen to the gospel. He agreed with much. And then the man was asked if he was hungry. He said, yeah. So he partook of some food, and some of his other needs were met. And the preacher could see that this guy had really rough shoes, but he had no socks on his feet, and his feet had a bunch of sores and blisters. And so the preacher, being compassionate, noticed this. He offered the man some water to wash his feet, some clean socks, and some ointment and band-aids to put on his wounds. Right? This homeless man that day got his feet washed, literally. He got ointment for his wounds. He got clean socks to make his feet more comfortable as he went down the road. This was not a dead letter stunt. This was not a man-made, vain, set-up, planned-out tradition. No, he got his feet washed, he got clean socks to help him on his way. And eventually, the homeless man, who proved out to be very reliable, he got paid money to watch over the preacher's things while he preached because there was a bunch of wicked religious enemies there that day. Here's the point. This is spirit-led foot washing that Jesus commanded, filling a real need. Now, this man may not have been a brother, but he was a neighbor, and we're to love our neighbors. How about some other examples of foot washing that don't involve any feet? That one involved actual feet. How about foot washing that don't involve feet? I know a saint who is always ready to drop whatever he's doing and to answer the phone to assist a brother maybe 7-8 times a day. If that's what it takes, praise God. And he's always willing to point them to the things of God, instructing, edifying, encouraging them. You see how he's washing people's feet and it doesn't involve dirty feet? Yeah. How about this one? I know saints who daily email, text, and post on blogs, and they encourage others from all over the world as they love and care and look after and are devoted to God's true holy saints. We see their love and devotion. That's a great encouragement to us. That's foot washing, and it doesn't involve any feet. You get my point here. How about this? I know a godly lady saint who stays up till 3 a.m. sometimes, and she'll message a saint on the other side of the world because they're traveling and driving and they're tired because they couldn't get good sleep because of where they were visiting and staying, and they were being a servant somewhere and they couldn't get sleep, and so they're tired while they're driving. This lady saint will stay up till 3 a.m. to message them, to encourage them on their journey. That's foot washing. And there was no dirty feet involved. I hope that you see my point in this topic. The gospel calls us to new life by the Spirit of God. Go look at the gospel at don'tperish.com. That means to be born again. If you're born of Christ, you don't need to follow dead letter ways, vain works. You need to be walking in the Spirit of God. And then the Spirit of God opens doors for you to serve other brothers and sisters or your neighbors. God has not called us to do vain, dead works, ritual, man-made stunts that have no meaning or don't fill a real need. Think about it. Did Jesus go around feeding people that weren't really hungry? Or did he do miracles that weren't really needed? No. No, he was always filling needs and walking in the Spirit and doing that which the Father called him to do. How about the Good Samaritan? Did he just like find a way to do this stunt so he could feel religious? No. He was walking into a real need at the time, and he washed that neighbor's feet. Not literally. There were no feet involved that I know of, but he washed his wounds and took him, paid for him to be taken care of. You know, the whole concept here I'm trying to get at, it's easy to do dead ritual man-made ways. Why? It's timed out. It's set up. Come here, do this. Look at, you're doing your little service here. You're doing your little sacrifice. God doesn't want sacrifice. He wants obedience. And it only requires so much of you, kind of like Sunday church, Wednesday night church. But you know what? Walking in the Spirit daily, it requires total surrender to all of God's ways. Does it not? It does. All right, so I'm back. God is so good. I was teaching on this audio and a young man heard me and came over. I had to stop the audio, so I'm not really sure where I am here. I'm going to get going back at it. I just witnessed to him for probably half an hour, and he was asking all kinds of questions. He was over there playing basketball, and then he came over to talk to me about the things of God. He heard me making an audio, and he thought, get this, ready? He saw me in my tunic. He thought I was a Jew. Ready? He's a Jewish man, but he's not following Messiah. And so what an awesome, glorious thing I just got to do. So let me get back to this teaching about foot washing. There you go. I just got interrupted from my audio teaching. But you know what I did? I washed that young man's feet by giving him the truth of God and taking my time. But it's all of the Father. It's not of me. So I think we were talking about the Good Samaritan. He didn't just do a stunt. Nope. He was filling a needed thing. Like that young man just needed the truth of God. I just took my time to help him spiritually, wash his feet, put him on the solid rock of following after Christ. That man, the Good Samaritan, washed his neighbor's feet. He didn't just do ritual stunts. Again, I think I was talking about the same people who do these dead foot washing ways by the letter. They deny the truth of God. They deny the Spirit of God. They keep false gospels. They keep false pagan ways. They keep Easter, Christmas, worldliness, ecumenicalism. They're totally missing the whole idea of living in spirit and truth, led by the Spirit of God. Most times they're not even born of God. They hold fast to the dead letter and the false ways as they avoid the truth of God. This is all nothing but dead works. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Doing ritual foot washing is nothing but dead works, not led of the Spirit of God. We see their fruit. We're to judge righteously. We can't judge a heart, but we can see the fruit. We judge righteously. We choose not to do those things. We choose to walk in the Spirit. And what all this proves, it proves to us over and over again, that they're not really, again, by their fruit, born of the Spirit. They're rebellious against the Spirit-led ways of God, and they keep the letter and false dead ways of man-made religion. Unless they repent, they are going to perish. So when we come to them and we tell them about their false ways and their dead works, and they're not walking in the Spirit, and they're not really loving other brothers and sisters outside of their body, and they're not really washing feet biblically, they reject it, they mock it, they say we're keeping the traditions of our fathers, Anabaptists, forefathers, all of that. They're resting in vain acts of dead man-made religion, not walking in the Spirit. They are going to perish, just as Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind. 1 John 4:6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So I hope that has helped you, if you claim Christ, to test to see if you're walking in the Spirit versus are you walking in dead, vain works and the letter and false man-made traditions. Praise God, I was able to get my thoughts back together. That was so awesome witnessing to that young man. He heard me teaching about this. He heard me talking about the concepts of God. He came over and he listened. He just got out of a institute. Yeah, he had some mental issues, he said. And he's stumbling through life. And God put him right in my path as I'm preaching the gospel. Hey, that's washing the feet of our neighbors right there. And I can glory and boast in this because it's all of Christ. And it just happened on the audio. But in truth, the dead works of man-made religion, it's a mockery, making a mockery of God's word. We must serve each other in love, filling real needs, walking in the Spirit, edifying the body, edifying our neighbors, all for God's glory, not in puffed up, vain ways of man and churchianity. Hey, saints, go out and wash feet today. Most times it will never involve feet. It involves being a worker of God, loving God first, loving your neighbor, and pouring yourself out to others. I hope that blesses you, and I hope that I made sense when I came back, because I was witnessing for about 30 minutes. Had to get my mind back on the teaching, because I just hit pause on the button. But I think it makes sense. And it was a great example of how we wash each other's feet as neighbors, and how we can lift up Christ and glorify Him till He comes. Hey, we love you all. May you be glorified on this day in the truth of God. May He be glorified through you. And let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, may God be praised.